This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Every television or movie set has a craft services area, which is a fancy and old-fashioned way to describe a place where the location caterer lays out a spread of snacks and treats and coffee and drinks, jars of candy, bagel spreads, and pretty much every sugared carbohydrate imaginable. The richer and better the production, the better and richer the spread. Right now, I'm in New York working on a project, and on my morning walk to the parking garage where I store my car for a comically large fee, I pass at least one location shoot, often two or three. New York right now is overpacked with TV production, and I've found that if you act like you belong there, you can zip through the craft services area of pretty much any production location and grab a coffee and a scone for the drive to the production location of the project you're working on, which in my case shoots not in a studio, but in an old retrofitted factory. Now, this kind of thing is happening all over the place, even in Los Angeles, where not too long ago there were lots of empty sound stages, buildings purpose-built for making TV shows and movies, but no real reason to build any more. But where I'm shooting now used to be an old aircraft factory, was busy churning out fighter planes in World War II. Then, after the war, it made the transition to space travel and was one of the chief manufacturing locations for the lunar landing module, and now it produces television comedy, which in many ways tells the story of the beginning and the end of the American century. But the point is, there are more shows on the air now than there are places to produce those shows, which has led real estate developers to retrofit factories and naval yards, old Costcos, and anywhere else they can find with enough parking and interior space to pass as a soundstage. Well, not a sound stage, strictly speaking. Where we shoot our show, we have to stop for the sound of planes and commuter trains and truck backup beeps and, in a few cases, geese overhead. But it's a hot market for TV shows. Everything, in fact, is great in the TV business as long as nobody notices that a lot of people aren't watching a lot of these shows. On my morning walk, as I'm casually stealing breakfast burritos from media conglomerates, I do occasionally catch sight of a script cover or seat back emblazoned with the name of a show I have never heard of and couldn't find on the dial. And I'm not complaining. I've never had more employed friends, never seen such a beehive of industry in the TV business. It's exhilarating to be living in a time when the phrase, "Hey, I just sold a series to Facebook," is something that a person can actually say. My little corner of the business, broadcast television, which used to be the only corner that mattered, seems now quaintly out of touch, a genial shadow of its former glory, sort of like Scandinavian royalty. And each production needs a stage, which means that unused factories and empty warehouses will continue to be converted, and craft services tables will continue to groan under the weight of fruit plates and sandwiches and coffee urns and cappuccino frothers. That is, until they suddenly don't, which will mean that the money behind all of this activity has noticed what a lot of us have already noticed, which is never heard of these shows. The first sign of this will be craft services start switching to downscale pastries and off-brand coffee. I'll know the business is in trouble even before I get to my car to go to work by the quality of the breakfast I can steal from someone else's show. And that's it for this week. Next week, it's Christmas. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.